Now, you have many recordings that you have out. Just tell us or list them briefly.
Well, I made several audio CDs of various repertoire. One, of course, is called Dancing Through Time, in which I have a kind of compilation of classical music where composers were inspired by dance rhythm. So this CD, for example, has pieces from Bach to Stravinsky, all compositions that were inspired by the dances of their time. It is not to be used as background music to dance to, but rather to showcase how composers of various styles and time periods dealt with the dance rhythms that they became familiar with. So there are some pieces like Partita by Bach, and there are some waltzes and tarantellas, and there's even some jazz on it. And the jazz in this case comes from Walter Gieseking, a very noble German pianist who apparently on his travels through the United States got to hear music like quick dance and other jazz idioms. So he composed a trilogy of dances, and so I recorded those. And of course there's Stravinsky on it and other composers that were inspired by the dance rhythm. And there are other CDs. One that I can remember now is a compilation of various compositions by Mozart and Prokofiev and Brahms dealing with the sonata form. And so this CD has a sonata in the typical three-movement idiom, as well as a sonata in one movement, like the Berg Sonata or the Prokofiev number 3 sonata, as well as going to the other extreme, Brahms F minor sonata, which has 5 movements. So I showcase those things. I personally believe when I produce CDs that the audience or the listener to those CDs is probably not really interested to hear a recording that sounds like or is titled like the complete waltzes by Chopin or the complete preludes by Debussy or the complete such and such, because who wants to hear that the pianist can play all these pieces and makes a recording? You know, you wouldn't necessarily present that in recital. So I believe that a CD should be a snapshot of a performance that the musician plays like a recital. And so it constitutes a snapshot in time of the musical artistry of that musician at a given moment. And therefore, the variety of repertoire is much more interesting to the listener than just presenting an anthology of certain types of music or composers.